Our final news stories include how the sports park at the UEA is looking to the future and the number of assaults on police officers has increased. But first, don't be a hero, says local emergency services.
The stark fire service warning comes after two people tried to help a woman in the River Wensum at the Lady Julian Bridge. The child and an adult went into the water with a life ring, but it turned into a really near miss, with all three being pulled out of the water by firefighters. Gary Collins, head of fire prevention and protection at Norfolk Fire Service, said, "One person has gone into the water, that's significant enough for their own life. But another person goes in to help, and it's just increasing the risk of someone drowning."
Fleets of classic vintage cars, tractors and lorries descended on the Norfolk Showground for the 6th Eastern Counties Vintage Fair. More than 300 vehicles, dating as far back as the 1930s, went on display for hundreds of visitors over the two-day event. There were military vehicles, classic caravans, trade stands and shopping stalls for punters to peruse.
Watching Norwich City's chairman play the ukulele was not perhaps the way she expected to celebrate her 92nd birthday, but Her Majesty the Queen seemed to enjoy former Labour MP and Strictly Come Dancing star Ed Balls giving an unusual stage performance, even if it left the Twitter sphere slightly bemused. The Queen marked her birthday with a star-studded and action-packed showbiz extravaganza at the Royal Albert Hall.
A vital service that transports blood to people in need outside of normal working hours has received a generous donation. The East of England Co-op helped raise funds for Serve, Norfolk Blood Bikes, to buy a new car to add to their fleet after the charity revealed 18 months ago it was struggling financially. Serve were handed the keys to the latest addition to their fleet by Sam Winter, Eastern Area Manager for the Co-op food stores. A naming ceremony was held outside the Co-op food store in Hingham, where the new car, named the Norfolk Pioneer, was presented. Keith Grisdale, treasurer for Serve, said, "Co-op food stores supported us at Run Norwich last year, not only with items for the runners' goodie bags, but also by having some of their staff run for us, and also to act as marshals for the race. In the 18 months, we raised enough money to buy a car, which we needed to have in each of our four group areas of the county. We decided, in honour of the support we have received from the co-op, it would be beneficial to them to show their support of how local causes support works in reality. Serve name all their bikes and cars, so once decided on buying the car, they said it would be known as the co-op car. The charity asked the co-op for a name, and as the co-op was the pioneer of the cooperative shopping movement since 1844, and as Serve is a Norfolk charity, they decided to call the car the Norfolk Pioneer."
Police officers' faith in the courts when they become victims is at a low ebb after a year which saw more than 500 assaults against them. PC Dan Taylor has been with the Norfolk Constabulary for 9 years and in the last year alone has been assaulted 11 times. Officers who have been injured in the line of duty have spoken out, as new figures reveal a 32% rise in the number of assaults on police in the last 12 months.
A bride has walked down the aisle by her terminally ill father during an emotional wedding ceremony, which was partly funded by the community. Zoe Brant Wright from Sprowston brought forward her special day after her 46-year-old dad, Mark, was diagnosed with inoperable stomach cancer. The 23-year-old had wanted to ensure her father was able to see her marry the man he introduced her to 3 years ago. But a lack of money to pay for the wedding at the time meant it was not possible. After hearing her story, people from across Norfolk donated money, rings and suits to make the event happen. And thanks to their efforts, Mrs. Brant White was walked down the aisle by her dad at the Church of St. Anne on Coleman Road, Earlham. Her aunt, Sharon Kidd, said, "It was an absolutely perfect day, although it was also very sad. We had the rehearsal on Wednesday and Mark was feeling really, really rough. I didn't think he would be well enough, but he made it and did a brilliant job.
Sitting in the middle of the playground, the newest addition at a Norwich primary certainly made an impression. Youngsters at Mile Cross Primary School enjoyed a business masterclass before getting behind the wheel of a top-of-the-range Lamborghini car. The visit from Enterprise Cars and Aviva came as part of its ongoing work with local businesses in a bid to raise aspirations and inspire youngsters to explore future career options. Pupils spoke to firms about their work and what their roles involve before they were given the chance to look around the sleek black sports car. And it certainly won them over. One pupil called it amazing and said driving it will be like a roller coaster. Last November, in an Ofsted report which rated it as outstanding across the board, the school's work to raise aspirations for pupils was highlighted as a strength.
Users of a Norwich sports park, which attracts more than 1 million visitors a year, are asked how they would like to see it develop. Sports Park at the University of East Anglia are creating their first sport and physical activity strategy to direct the future of their facilities and services and want their members to have their say. The new strategy will review the way the centre provides its services for the public and the university and will be guided by surveys issued to members, stakeholders and the wider community. The sports park is one of the most successful community sports facilities in the UK, currently welcoming around 1.4 million visitors a year. Regular multi-million pound investments into the centre since it opened in 2000 have brought it into line with the community offerings of sports and fitness juggernaut Loughborough University. But Sports Park Director of Sport, Phil Steele, hopes that the surveys will help guide the sports facilities to new heights.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. Don't forget that Let's Talk follows at the end of this recording. When you have finished with the memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please ring us on 01603 765 365. The office is not manned every day, but do leave us a message on our answer phone, and we will return your call as soon as we can. If you prefer, you can email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. That's contact@cbtn.org.uk. You can also visit our website at cbtn.org.uk. So, from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.
And me, Ree Chakraborty, goodbye.